Hi, friends. I'm Emily Lay, and you're listening to the Simplified Podcast. If you're looking for a new way of living that helps you do less in order to enjoy more of your life, you've come to the right place. I want to spend the next few minutes helping you find real ways to make your life a little more simple and streamlined so you can focus on what truly matters most. So where do you keep your grocery list? I love these tactical conversations. Do you have more than one person who adds things to it? I have just the thing for you, a simplified grocery list notepad. You can keep this notepad on your counter, on your fridge, or wherever you need to keep track of your grocery list. It's cute and cheery and organized by sections like fresh, frozen, non-perishables, and refrigerated deli to make your grocery shopping a breeze. Take the guesswork out of your weekly grocery runs. You can get your grocery list notepad today and other organizational tools at emilylay.com. Well, hi, friends. Welcome to the second installment of Create Calm and Clear Clutter. This is a series on the Simplified Podcast I wanted to feature every now and again because, let's be honest, who doesn't want more calm and less clutter in their life? The first time we had a Create Calm and Clear Clutter, that is such a tongue twister. The Create Calm and Clear Clutter episode, way back in episode 3, you have to go back and listen to it, we talked about decluttering your calendar. I have heard from so many of you who have loved that episode. In fact, it is one of the most downloaded episodes so far on the show. So if you have not heard that one yet, go back and check it out after you listen to this one. I like this series because I find it so tactical, and I love these types of conversations because there are just so many takeaways to pull from them and put into action right away. We talk about how to recognize and get rid of the clutter in our everyday spaces. And I am very passionate about this because, if I'm being honest, I would say that every scrap of clutter in my house detracts from the home I want from myself and my family. In fact, over the last, I would say, week or so, I've really, really been diving in to declutter our house and get everybody and everything and every space ready for back to school. I remember the first time I realized this concept, though, a few years ago. At the time, I had tried to create a sense of peace in our home by using really expensive organizers and fancy systems to cull the clutter. But over time, I saw that my lack of organizational tools wasn't really the problem. My overabundance of stuff was the problem. I was so distracted by the number of physical items in our home, I decided a ruthless clean-out needed to happen. And the end result was honestly astonishing. It was truly the most impactful change I have ever made for our family. I know that sounds really huge and big and grand, but it's so true. We are so distracted by stuff and overwhelmed by stuff. And I know if I am as an adult, my kids are distracted and overwhelmed by it even more without even realizing it. So that really included our kitchen and pantry. Imagine how much easier cooking dinner became when, instead of rifling through a cluttered utensil drawer, I had only my best spatula. Imagine how much easier it was to locate the cinnamon when I made French toast for my family on a lazy Saturday morning. Clearing the clutter, it sounds like such a small little thing, but after my ruthless declutter, I began to breathe a little bit easier. I underestimated how much physical, mental, and emotional effort I was giving to maintaining all of our stuff. And here's something I recognize about myself personally. When the clutter is gone, everything on the inside gets quieter for me in a really noticeable way. I try to clean out my kitchen and pantry a few times every year, but inevitably, stuff piles up. That's just natural when you live with a family of five and people actually live, you know, in your spaces. So when I ruthlessly declutter and simplify my kitchen and pantry, here is what I do. Number one, start with the pantry. To be totally honest, the pantry can be one of the most complicated places in a kitchen. Some homes have a whole room dedicated to pantry space, while others may have a few cabinets or shelves. No matter what size your pantry is, the same guidelines still apply here. start by removing all items from the shelves, every single one. Once you have everything cleaned out, and yes, your whole kitchen will look like a disaster, that's fine. Just clean everything out. Plan for the zones you'd like your pantry or whatever space you're working with to have. I sort the items in my pantry the same way I do throughout my home, by their packaging. I group bottles together, cans, boxes, bags together, because when I'm looking for an item, I tend to search for items that look alike. Some people prefer to sort by usage, like putting all the baking supplies together. You do whatever works for you, but I find that sorting items into zones or whatever categories work for you, it really cuts down on the time you spend looking for things. As you consider the zones you'd like in your pantry, keep in mind what kinds of products you use the most. If you're a mom of young kids, for example, you could store snacks and cereal boxes at the kids' eye level. We've kept snack bins like this in the lay house since the twins were toddlers, and it's been really helpful. They're able to help themselves whenever they need a snack. Now, these days, I use these little bamboo, they're almost like little drawers. I'll put a link in the show notes, but they're these little bins. They're bamboo bins, and they stack. And we use those for sorting out snacks, and it's by type. So like Goldfish is in one, the applesauce packs are in another, our chopsticks are in another. We sort those into those little bins. Before I invested in those bins, because they are a little bit pricey, I used just a basket. We had one basket, and every little individual size snack of whatever type went into the snack basket. And so when my kids would ask for a snack, I would tell them, yes, you can have a snack. If it was time, go grab something from the snack basket. So that's just another idea. As you're organizing, if you have room, try to store as many dry kitchen supplies as possible in your pantry. Things like reusable bags, aluminum foil, and spices, rather than in your kitchen space. It'll help you clearly delineate where your zones are. Then take a look at expiration dates on food. If it's past the date, it's time to say goodbye. If you're someone who likes to decant bulk items like beans and grains into those beautiful clear containers, by all means, go for it. I will put a link to the ones that I love here. They're made by OXO and they're wonderful. That'll be in the show notes. Just make sure that you label what those items are, and if they have an expiration date, you can put that on the bottom or even on the back. I will also sometimes, if I decant like pasta or that sort of thing, I'll put a little post-it note on the back of the container that says how long to cook it. So before you begin putting items back into the pantry, make sure you clean the shelves with a bit of soap and water. Since you've done the work to take everything out, you might as well take a few seconds to make sure everything is clean before you put it all back in. Then, as you put all the items back into the pantry, try to place items you don't use as much toward the back or in cabinets that don't get much use, and put the more frequently used products near the front. Number two, the fridge. I know this is the scary part. In many ways, we are going to adopt the same principles for the fridge that we did for the pantry. We're going to start by a ruthless clean out. Now, if you are new here, you might be wondering why in the world we include the word ruthless. But I use that word because organizing and decluttering can be so overwhelming. I know. I even recently have needed to like go through my kids' rooms, and I recently did the kitchen, and before I got started was like, oh my goodness, this is going to be such a task. But the trick is to be ruthless about it. That means you make decisions quickly, you move quickly. There's a lot of emotions that go into decluttering, a lot of things that we think about, like guilt about buying something and not using it, or, you know, thinking, well, one day when I am a more put together mom, I will make more cupcakes. And so I should keep all these things that I never use. I don't know. There's just a lot of emotions. So you just have to really like push through the emotions quickly and ruthlessly declutter. That's why we say ruthless, because a declutter could take you a month if you sat with every item and you know, lamented over it. So you be ruthless, you internalize all those thoughts and feelings, you let that spending guilt hurt a little bit, that's important, but you do it ruthlessly, you go quickly. Okay. So take everything out of the fridge, make sure all the shelves and bins are wiped out. It can feel pretty time-consuming to wipe down the fridge, but when you're ready to put everything back in, you will be so glad you put a little bit of elbow grease into it. After that, collect all the Tupperware containers and throw out anything you haven't cooked in the last few days. Forgive yourself for not eating the leftovers. It's okay, we've all done it. Then check the expiration dates and toss anything that's past its prime. There is no amount of penny pinching that's worth food poisoning. And if you have fancy sauces or spices that you know you're not going to use, then it's time to get rid of that too to save some fridge space. Let me also say, we love meal kits and we've actually been using Green Chef. I'll link to them here in the show notes lately, but I really, really, really love meal kits because they help me cut down on the amount of times that I will buy one random bottle of sesame oil or whatever fancy random thing and use it once and then it expires and then I will have paid like $6 for that one thing that I only used one time. And I love meal kits because they come with just what you need. Okay. Then, after that ruthless declutter, put everything back into the fridge, place produce in the produce bin, and group deli meats and cheeses together. Keep freshly cut fruits and veggies, string cheese, salami, and other snacks readily available. We actually have a bin in our refrigerator that is the snack bin, kind of like we have the snack basket in the pantry. I try to keep the snack bin in the fridge even more stocked because it's just healthier stuff. And we will keep string cheese. We have those little yogurt packs. We put in there little fruit cups, the kind of fruit that's in water, not juice or syrup, applesauce, that kind of thing. If I'm really on top of my game, we have fresh cut up fruit and veggies, all of that in this one little bin that when the kids are hungry and they beg me for a snack 47,000 times a day, I tell them go to the snack bin in the fridge or the snack basket in the pantry. P.S. This is also a great time to evaluate the decor on the outside of your fridge. I know this might sound silly, but it's not. Organize your magnet collection. We have some really cute ones over at Simplified. Put new art from the kids on the fridge and store anything that you need to. This is just a really small and simple way to keep things fresh and fun. If you're like me, you want to be sure the products in your home are healthy for your family and the planet. That's why I love Grove Collaborative. Grove takes the guesswork out of going green. Whether you're shopping for hand soap or laundry detergent or clean beauty, Grove makes it easy to get the sustainable products you need when you need them. And right now, Grove has a super offer for new customers. You can get a free Mrs. Meyers gift set with your first order of $30 or more. You get Mrs. Meyers multi-surface spray, dish soap, and hand soap, plus a Grove Collaborative walnut scrubber sponge. What an awesome deal. To get your free gift set, just go to emilylay.com/grove and place your first order for $30 or more today. That's emilylay.com/grove to sign up and get your free Mrs. Meyers gift set when you spend $30 on your first order. Number three, clean out kitchen cabinets and drawers. This is the part where I get stuck. We'll apply the same principles here that we did to the fridge and the pantry, and I'll explain why I get stuck here in a minute. Take everything out of the cabinets and drawers. Keep only what you use frequently. Remember, we say best, favorite, necessary. You keep the best, the favorite, and the necessary. And that is true for the carrot peeler as well. Best, favorite, necessary. You don't need 12. Make sure you take a few seconds to wipe everything down too, because even those drawers get sticky and messy. Are you wondering whether you should keep that extra set of dishes you never use? Donate them. Trust me, if you have to wonder, you don't use them enough to keep them. When you declutter, then you can decide if you need any organizational tools like drawer organizers or holders for your pots and pans. Make sure, and this is so key to my way of decluttering, make sure you don't buy anything before you start organizing. I have done it before where I've bought really beautiful, fancy things for my pantry or my drawers, and I just bought them. I just added to the cart, you know, and I thought, well, these are great. I'll put these to use somewhere in my kitchen. But when you're organizing like this and you're putting in storage pieces or that structure after you've decluttered, you have to measure. You have to measure because if you don't measure, you're going to end up buying either way more than you need or way less than you need or all the wrong items. So also, and this is probably the biggest point, you never know what you're going to find. Like as you declutter, you may end up in a kid's, you know, closet and find some sort of little bin or basket that's not being used that would be perfect to store all of your napkins in the kitchen, or perfect to store, you know, all of your bottles in the pantry. So you just never know what you're going to find and be able to repurpose instead of going out and spending a lot of money on organizational pieces. Now, I love great organizational pieces, and I have a lot of those little clear bins and all those pretty things in my house, but I bought them after decluttering the whole house and realizing what we needed. So just keep a running list, get out your simplified planner, get to one of those notes pages, keep a list of what you need as you go, and then you won't have to worry about under or over spinning. So my goal here is to minimize the choices that you have to make whenever you're in the kitchen. There's beauty in having only one set of high-quality dishes or one good vegetable peeler instead of three. It's decision overwhelm when you're in the kitchen and you're like, which knife should I use? Which carrot peeler should I use? Which spatula of the 12 that I have should I use? It's also refreshing to be able to find your things more easily. The reason I say I struggle with this particular area is because I don't necessarily love cooking. I do it because there's people in my house that like to eat, but it's not my favorite thing to do. It is more of like something I've learned to do and I've learned to love because of the idea of loving on my family with that. But it's just not a thing I really love. So when I look at a drawer and I look at all of those things, I think, well, I need them because one day I'm going to be a better human and I'm going to love cooking. And so I need all of these things. But the reality is I'm 38 years old. And this far in my life, I have not yet fallen in love with cooking the way that the rest of my family has. And so I have to, again, there's that emotion that I have to just push through and remind myself, you're still a good mother, you're still a good human, even if you don't necessarily find this to be the most relaxing thing that you do or the thing that you're the best at. So again, there's that emotion, push through, be ruthless. Number four, clear off the kitchen counters. Is there anything that gets more cluttered than a kitchen counter? I don't think so, at least not in my house. In 2 seconds, the counter can become the storage place for all of the cups, mail, paper towels, coffee stirrers, breakfast leftovers, permission slips, Tupperware lids, favorite appliances, and so much more. You know exactly what I'm talking about. If I were to walk into my kitchen right now, I guarantee you all of those things are on the counter. Clutter seems to appear out of nowhere very quickly, but we can help you out here. Start by deciding what has a permanent spot on the counter and try to be really picky here. Only keep the appliances you use frequently, daily, maybe a coffee maker and a toaster or a blender if you make smoothies, and that's it. Keep a canister of cooking utensils near the stove, along with salt and pepper, maybe some oil and vinegar if you use them while you cook. I have found that it's so nice to just have things where you use them. So like next to our coffee maker, we have a little container or a little cup actually that has coffee stirrers in it and a little tiny bowl that holds the stevia that I put in my coffee. We also have a little container that I got at Home Goods, a little blue and white container next to the stove that holds our wooden spoons and spatulas. And then a little tray that holds, let's see, what do I have on there? Salt, pepper, oil, and vinegar. Yes. So all of that is right next to the stove. On my countertops, I just have a coffee maker, I have a cookbook holder, and I have a toaster, a Smeg toaster, by the way. It's so cute. I'll link it. It's really cute. My husband thought I was crazy when I bought it, but it's light blue and I love it. And I tell you, we use it every single day. Okay. Now, for everything else, decide if you need a place to organize the clutter. I'm thinking like a tray for the mail, a holder for the coffee stirrers, a place for the cream and sugar. Then for the things that don't have a spot on the counter, try to make sure they're cleared off by the end of the evening. Encourage family members to help you keep it clean too, because coming into the kitchen with clean counters will do wonders for your mood. Number five, organize your recipe cards and cut down on your cookbooks. I love having well-loved family recipes at my fingertips. I really do. And lots of cookbooks to inspire me when I sit down to meal plan. But you know what's not helpful? Having too many choices. That's paralyzing. If you've got a treasure trove of family recipe cards scattered around, try to put them all together in a recipe tin or a notebook. Shout out to the Simplified Recipe Binder. It's really cute. Then turn your attention to your family's cookbooks. Try to think about the three or four that you use the most and consider donating the rest. You'll save a lot of space in your kitchen and in your brain. There you have it, a few ways to simplify your kitchen and pantry. Remember, any time that you can shave just a few seconds off the decision-making process, you've increased your efficiency and simplicity. And those seconds add up to minutes of your life that you can use towards something else that matters so much more. Now, before I let you loose to empty kitchen drawers and clear pantry shelves, I would love to pray a little blessing over you. I hope you find a few minutes to take stock of what's important and let go of the rest. I hope you find gratitude for the abundance of blessings you have in your life. And above all, I hope you're able to create spaces that make you feel calm and comforted as you take time to love your people well. As always, at the end of each episode, I like to leave you with an idea that may add some simplicity to your life. And today, your task is this. Did you know that spices tend to lose their flavor in a year? Since spice containers don't usually have an expiration date on them, try to label them with the date you bought them when you picked them up from the store. Use masking tape and a Sharpie to write the purchase date, or just use a label maker. Either way, you'll find that your food has a bit more zing when you keep fresh spices in your pantry. Thank you for listening to the Simplify Podcast. I hope today's episode gave you some practical tips to keep your kitchen and pantry a bit more put together. You can find show notes for this episode at emilylay.com/podcast, where you can check out links and resources I mentioned here, and you can shop the Simplified brand of planners and products. Plus, for more simplicity tips, you can find me on Instagram at emilylay and at simplified. And did you know you can watch the Simplified podcast on video? Head over to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/simplifiedbyemilylay and subscribe today so you never miss an episode. If you liked what you heard on the show today, then you should definitely grab a copy of my book, Growing Boldly, Dare to Build a Life You Love. You can find that anywhere you buy books. One more thing, if you found today's episode helpful, would you do me a favor and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts? That's a really small way that we can get this show to other people who would enjoy it as well. That's all for now. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.